Okay, today we're going to continue in the last parak of Maseches Peah. We're doing Parakhas, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav tells us, Midazu Amura B'Kohanim B'Levim B'Yisraelim, that which we were discussing in the previous Mishnah, that you have to give a certain minimum amount of Maiserani to each Ani, that's whether we're talking about Kohanim Levim or Yisraelim. What do you mean whether we're talking about Kohanim Levim or Yisraelim? So Bartanur explains, it means whether the guy doing the distribution is a Kohen Levi Yisrael, each of them has to be Mechalek Maaser Ani with this in this shear, in this amount. However, Tosfos says, V'lo Sparishli L'ma Yitzrich, what's the Chiddush that Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim all have the same Chiyuv of giving Maaser Ani? So he says, no, V'arash Mefarish Midazu Shamarnu Bein B'Kohanim Aniyim Bein B'Levim Aniyim Bein B'Yisraelim. Now the chiddush is that you give the same amount no matter who the aniyim are, whether the aniyim are kohanim, levim, or yisraelim. Why would I think that there's a different amount that you give to aniyim that are kohanim from aniyim levim or aniyim yisraelim? So the hashdi kolamemar this kohanim levim the salkadai techamina the kibin sheyesh lam chumas maisros lanuschayv losis maiserani kidei savan. I might have thought that you don't give as much to kohanim and levim because they also get other matanos. The kohanim are going to get truma, the levim are going to get maiser. So I might think that the Maaser Ani that you give to each individual Kohen or each individual Ani Kohen or each individual Ani Levi doesn't have to be as much because they have other sources of revenue, they have other sources of income. So that's why the Chiddush is no matter who you're giving the Maaser Ani to, even if it's Kohanim and Levim who may have money from other places, you give Midazu, you give this amount that we mentioned before, which is going to be two meals worth. Hayamatzil. Let's say you have Maaser Ani, but you want to save some. What do you mean you want to save some? The Bartanur writes, you have relatives who are poor, so you want to save some for them. You don't want to give it all to people who you don't know that are poor. You want to save some for your relatives. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to save half for your relatives who are poor and distribute half for the other Aniyim. If you only had a little bit, the Bartanur points out this is a continuation of the previous line. We just said that you're being matzil half of it for your relatives. So says the Bartanura, so if after you put aside half of it for your relatives, you now don't have enough to give a reasonable amount to each of the aniyim that come to you. So then what do? You just put it all in front of them and let them decide how to divide it between them, because when it comes to the mitzvah of giving to aniyim, you have to give that amount. If you're not going to be able to give that amount, then don't give it all. Just leave it for them and let them take it. Let them take the Maaser Ani that you're leaving for them. Let them figure out how to distribute it, how to divide it properly. Mishnah Zayin. Ein pochsin la'ani over makom l'makom. We don't give any less to an ani who's traveling from one place to another. Mikikar b'pundion. We don't give any less than a loaf of bread that costs a pundion. Me'arbasin b'sela. When at a time where you could buy 4 saw of wheat for a seller. So for the Mishnah Rishona points out, what does this have to do with Maaser Ani? He says nothing. Hachalav b'Maaser Ani, Ma'ari. We're not talking about Maaser Ani. Now we are transitioning, and this Mishnah is talking about tzedakah in general. Elibit tzedakah shekovim nubnei ir, that if you collect tzedakah from members of the city to give to the poor people, to take care of the poor people, so that's what we're talking about over here, the distribution of the tzedakah funds. So you can give no less than a kikar, a loaf of bread that costs a pundion at a time where the market price is such that 4 saw of wheat could cost would cost a sella. And we assume that that's enough for two meals, because when wheat costs this amount of money, one pundion will buy a loaf of bread that has a quarter of a kava flour, the Bartanura points out, and a quarter of a kava flour is enough flour to make a loaf of bread that will serve you for two meals. So so that's how much you have to give for each one. Now in Mishnah Hay we said that a poor person has to be given a half a kav of wheat for two meals. So over here we're saying a quarter of a kav. So that's what the Bartanura points out, that when you turn wheat into flour and then into bread, the poor person loses half of the flour. So a half a kav of wheat will yield a loaf of bread that contains a quarter of a kav of actual flour. So anyway, Lon, if he's sleeping over, no slum parnasas. Lina. Then you need to take care of what he needs to sleep over, which the Bar Tanur points out means mito, karam, uksasos, a bed and pillows and sheets and things like that. The Tosfos Yontov just adds that why don't we say it means a dinner also, because if you're sleeping over, you need a nighttime meal. He says, yeah, because that's obvious. That's included in the kikar bepundion me'abasin besela. So when we say parnasos lina, we mean non-food items. Shavas, if he's spending Shabbos there, that's what Tosfos Yontov points out. That's how to read it. We don't read it as Shabbos. We read shavas. The shin is with the kamatz and the vase is rufuya. Shavas nosin lo mazon shalosh su'udos. If he's spending Shabbos in the neighborhood, then you give him 3 meals worth. If someone has 2 sudos worth, he should not. He's no longer eligible to take money from the tamchoy. The tamchoy was a daily distribution for people who didn't have what to eat that day. If you have 2 sudos, then you have what to eat that day. And typically, in times of Chazal, people ate 2 sudos a day. They had 2 meals a day. They didn't have 3 meals a day. In a related story, they also didn't have an obesity problem like we have. So they ate 2 meals a day. So if a person has enough to have 2 meals for that day, then he's not eligible to take from the tamchoy. Mosen arba esrei sudos liyutol min al kupa. If he has 14 meals worth, then he's not allowed to take from the kupa. The kupa is a weekly distribution, so you need to make sure that he has enough for the whole week. So already the Chazal point out that, what do you mean 14 sudos? I thought you're supposed to have 3 meals on Shabbos, so shouldn't he need 15 sudos to not take from the kupa? Why is 14 sudos considered to be enough? So this is where we derive the concept asei Shabbat chachol v'al tetzarech lebrios, that you should sooner make your Shabbos like a weekday and not have to collect tzedakah from other people. If you look into Yom Tov though, he says Mazon Shal Sudos Mazon Yudal Sudos Kasav Rambam Shlochashlo Sudos Matzoi Shabbos Mneishal Yitzarich Aleha Beshvil Sha'achal B'Mincha B'Yom HaShabbos V'yesh Lama Shal Sudos Shal Shabbos. He says no, you know why it's only 14 Sudos? That includes all 3 Shabbos Sudos, but you're not going to eat on Matzoi Shabbos. So both your Friday night and your Saturday night meals are happening on Shabbos, so therefore you can have Shalosh Udos, even though you're only eating 2 meals a day. So it's not about a say Shabbat chol v'al tetzarech lebrios. What about Malav Malka? Don't you have to eat a Matzai Shabbos? So says the Tos Yom Tov, Hani Mil Mandev Shalei. If you're able to eat Matzai Shabbos, you have to eat Matzai Shabbos. If you're not able to, then you don't eat Matzai Shabbos. Tos Yom Tov points out, but Tosos explains differently. So I think what he means by that is he explains, like we said before, that Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebrios, that Ein Achinami, you're going to be missing one of your Shabbos meals if you have 14 sudos for the whole week, but we'd rather make Shabbos like a week day and have only 2 meals than to have to collect tzedakah from other people. So it's interesting. It's a machlokas really about what gives, meaning it's a shalashud. Do we give up on shalashudis or do we give up on malav malka? So Tos Yom Tov is saying we give up on malav malka, but he's quoting Tosos, who apparently says we give up on shalashudis rather than giving up on malav malka. Va'akupa nigves b'shnayim mischalekas b'shlosha. In general, when it comes to collecting and distributing tzedakah funds, the collection has to be done with a minimum of 2 people. And the Bar Tanur explains because they would take a mashkon for tzedakah, and that's a srora ala tzibur. That's a position of authority that you're taking over the tzibur. So you can't do a srora ala tzibur with pachos mishnayim, with less than 2 people. But when you're doing the distribution, you dafka need 3 people. And Bar Tanur says because it's like dina mamunis, and dina mamunis is b'shlosha. Now, in the first paragraph of Masechus Baba Basra, Tos Yom Tov points out where we say that we're mechalek kifit sorech ha'ani v'rov banav. We have to assess each family and what they need. You know, you decide on the Tomchei Shabbos distribution. You have to figure out how many children do they have, what exactly do they need in their box. So when it comes to the Tamchoy, even when you're collecting, you need 3. Meaning, when we're saying the Kupa, you need 2 people to collect and 3 to distribute. When it comes to the Tamchoy, Tos Yom Tov points out, you need 3 even in the collection, because they would distribute right after the collection, so it wouldn't be worthwhile to collect with two and then have to look for a third guy. So they would have three people on hand from the very beginning. So let's review again what we learned today. First thing we learned is that when you're distributing to the poor, you give the right amount, regardless of whether you're a Kohen Levi or a Yisrael, but you're allowed to save half of it for your family, and if that doesn't leave enough for to give a right amount to the Aniyim, then just put whatever you have in front of them and let them choose how much to take. In Mishnah Zayin, we started discussing the halachos of tzedakah, that if you have a traveling Ani, you have to give him a kikar that costs a pundion at a time when four sa'ah costs a sela, and if he sleeps over, then you have to make sure you give him what he needs to sleep over, and if he's spending Shabbos, you have to give him three meals. If he has already, if someone already has two meals, you know, he's not eligible to collect from the tamchui, and if he has 14 meals, he's not eligible to collect from the kupa, and the kupa, the collection for the kupa is done with two people, and the distribution is done with three people. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Mishnayos Ches and Tes and conclude the Masechta.